U.S. President George Bush's popularity in the wake of Saddam Hussein's capture is fading, according to a new poll. A New York Times CBS News poll published Sunday found that Bush's approval rating has dipped to 50%, down 8 percentage points from the last time the poll was taken, December 14 to 15. It also found that given a choice between Bush and an unnamed Democratic candidate, 43% would vote for Bush and 45% would vote for the Democrat. The poll showed that while the president is still seen as strong on terrorism and national security, Americans are lukewarm about many of his domestic initiatives. And while 68% said they approved his anti-terrorism campaign, only 48% gave him a thumbs up on his handling of Iraq, with 46% giving him a thumbs down. 51% said his tax cuts had not made much difference to the economy, with only 27% saying they were good for it and 17% saying they were bad. Most respondents said they disapprove of his handling of the economy. The economy was the topic of most interest to voters in the presidential campaign, followed by jobs and unemployment, health care, and education. And 58% said building a permanent space station on the moon was not worth the risks and costs. But a Time CNN poll found that 61% objected to the president's plan to spend billions of dollars on space exploration. Anti-globalization activists at the Fourth World Social Forum in Bombay, India, are seeking ways to target U.S. companies associated with the Iraq War. While the gathering is holding discussions and demonstrations on issues ranging from Iraq to child labor, the common thread for the diverse set of activists is opposition to U.S. President George W. Bush, who was accused by foreign leaders of endangering world security and bending trade rules to satisfy corporations. Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark told the forum that the world must stand up against the United States, which is dominating the United Nations and has amassed more weapons than the rest of the world combined, calling Bush's shock and all war campaign against Iraq high-tech terrorism. Demonstrators paraded effigies of Bush, portraying him as everything from a handcuffed war criminal to a Hindu demon as they passed the wooded exhibition grounds in industrial North Bombay. Campaigners from across continents danced to drums, bellowed out protest signs, and handed out leaflets, promoting panel talks and information booths on topics on a variety of issues. Novelist Arundhati Roy, one of India's best-known activists, urged the diverse anti-globalization movement to focus during the six-day conference on picking two U.S. companies that benefited from the Iraq War and launching a campaign to shut them down. Jose Bové, the radical French farmer and emblem of the anti-globalization movement, urged activists to find alternatives to the World Trade Organization, which he charged was dictating rules for agriculture even at the village level. Jeremy Corbyn, a British Member of Parliament, used the forum to urge a common front against Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. But some observers are saying that the World Social Forum, which has drawn little interest from the Indian media, focuses only on abuses in the world without offering concrete alternatives.